It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KMTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Happy Monday to you. Motivational Monday, I hope. It's the 15th. We're halfway through July. And the Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. And our guest today for the full hour is Bullhead City Manager Toby Cotter. Welcome, Toby.
Larry, how are you?
Good. Toby and I go way back. We were once public information officers together, the fire department and the city. And now you don't have a PIO. You still have to wear that hat, don't you?
Yeah, well, we have a few of us that do it, but mostly, you know, myself.
And, yeah.
It works.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
Definitely works.
Now the county's getting ready to hire one.
They are.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about government. You still have to tell your story and let the citizens know what's happening, not just the fluff stuff, but the important stuff. Yeah. And sometimes...
Well, and I think it's best to have one voice that everybody knows to go to for that.
Yeah, and Emily does that for policing.
Right.
Although she wears another hat. She does other work, though, but she does a great job with that for the police department. So that helps... The city, because that's an ongoing every day.
Right.
Yeah. And the fire department does their thing. So from a public safety perspective, the information's always there. The chief, you know, was speaking just this past week about the earthquake and, you know, kind of what
we have to do and
preparations
for
were.
Here, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, and that was a kind of a scare for everybody here because we're not used to that.
No.
We never feel earthquakes.
No.
But the reality for us is, you know, we're not most likely, right? We're not going to have devastation from an earthquake, but what we could have is an influx of people, and that was what the chief was saying, is that we prepare for all kinds of emergencies in the city. We plan for it every day, and we have a lot of different contingency plans, but the one that probably is the biggest for us is if there was, you know, some devastation in Southern California and people needed to leave.
Here they come.
You know, that would strain our resources more than anything. If there ever is those things that none of us want to talk about, a plane crash, a school shooting, you know, these horrific events that happen in the world, we're ready for them. We can address them. We have top-notch public safety in this community.
Yep.
But if
and I always said that. I always said that I felt the firefighters at the fire department and the equipment could handle anything.
They can.
You know, and the same with our police department.
Yep.
And you hate to say this out loud, but the regatta had a lot to do with a lot of this planning process and these two agencies working together every time and opening the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center, and it's a good thing that they got into that habit.
Yeah, the regatta was a great proving ground for us to show how we work together, not just police and fire, but there were also many, many external agencies from both states that work together. So we know that if an emergency happens, we can handle it.
Yeah.
We'll be very good at it.
First thing we got to do is get a hold of Ed Katofmo's phone because they have all the contacts in there.
Yeah, we do share. We do have those all over the place. And that's the thing. I mean, most people just want to know, is my city prepared in case of the worst unexpected thing that could happen? And the answer is yes, we are. But like any community, there's only so many resources.
Exactly.
And so just like if you're watching the news this weekend in Mississippi and Louisiana, I mean, resources have to be called in. If there's a wildfire in California, resources have to be called in.
Exactly.
And we're prepared to call resources in, but we can handle just about anything that happens.
Well, and just a couple of weeks ago, I think you guys, the police department was up at Diamondback practicing a shooter.
Yep.
You know, and you've got – I had a retired police officer tell me Saturday – that he was shot in the line of duty But he knew exactly what to do and to continue until he took down the suspect.
Right.
And he ended up handcuffing the suspect. He didn't shoot the suspect. He ended up taking him down. But he said it was only because we practiced the dang thing every single month.
Right.
And same thing here.
Right. No different if it's a plane crash or some other unexpected emergency. You prepare, and let's hope that never happens here. We never want a plane crash, ever, you know, obviously. But if it happens, we're prepared. We're prepared for a devastating boat crash on the river. We're prepared for all those things. And again, let's just...
We've dodged a lot of bullets.
Let's hope that we're preparing and it never happens.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I think back when Dale Stanfield was training chief at the fire department, and he said, okay, Wednesday we're going to do a plane crash drill. It's okay. And so that weekend I'm mowing my yard, and I just shut off my mower, and my pager goes off, and it says, plane crash. And I'm like, he moved that drill up to a Saturday of all things. Well, I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. You know, I'm out mowing my yard.
Yeah.
Jump in my truck, and I'm going down Silver Creek Road, and I look over, and I went, oh, my God, there's a plane there. And like a little north of Lowe's, I think it's got a fence across. Well, actually, it's south of the chamber. That area out there, there was a plane, a 19-passenger plane that had landed there. If the guy had gone another 30 feet, he would have hit one of those ravines and would have busted up the plane. Mm. All 19 people walked off the plane.
That's amazing.
I got there and I said, I want to know what church that pilot goes to. You know, that's the church I want to go to. Because someone's listening to him, you know. Everybody walked away. I think we transported two or three. There were just minor injuries. And at the time, it was funny because at the time, they were all Asian. And at the time, the Mojave Daily News had a reporter that was Asian. And I'm trying to get a hold of her. This is before cell phones, you know, those brick telephones we had. And I'm calling her saying, can you come down here? You know, we need you really fast. And so she was doing all the interpreting to all these people. But everybody walked away.
Wow. So that's good.
Yep. So water, that's the big deal right now.
Yeah.
That's got to have a good portion of your desk with a stack of papers.
It sure does, yeah. So tomorrow the city council meets at 5:30, and there is an item on the agenda to consider a resolution, which would put it on the ballot November 5th for a special election. And that special election is asking the voters of the city, would they approve of the purchase or the condemnation or acquisition of EPCOR in the city of Bullhead? And then also setting a bond amount and a percentage of interest. So basically, EPCOR has been saying that their system's worth $130 million.
Right.
They keep saying that number, and they put it in every ad and billboards. And so the resolution asked the voters for $130 million because that's EPCOR's number. Now, we believe, based on our independent professional consultation and our consultants who did that work, that the realistic number is more like $55 million.
Okay.
So then the question is why the big spread between 130 and 55? Well, EPCOR is saying 130. The city is saying, our consultants are saying more like $55 million. But because EPCOR keeps telling us that there will not be a purchase, there will not be a friendly negotiation, there will never be a chance to sit at the table to talk about this, the people who get to decide what the system is worth is a jury of people here in Mojave County, because that's just the way. We'll make an offer, they'll reject the offer, and then it'll go to court, and it'll be a condemnation proceeding. And that's basically what Sean Bradford from EPCOR said at the meeting on Tuesday night, last Tuesday.
He said, I like the guy that walked up and said, this is going to be like a divorce. You know, it's not going to be fun for anybody.
And his quote was, it's not going to be friendly.
Right.
And they've told us all along it's not for sale and the city will have to go through condemnation. So that being said, when all of this information is presented in a condemnation hearing, EPCOR's number will be 130. Our number will be 42 to 55 million. Right. And then ultimately, we'll both present our facts. And so if it moves a little bit higher than $55 million,
you have the room.
Then we have the room. And all of this goes back to the city council. So once the voters, if they approve it, that's not the end of it.
Right.
There's still a whole nother process. They're still making an offer. All that gets done in public. People will still have many opportunities to comment on it. And so once it goes to court, we believe that, you know, the answer will be something much less than $130 million. And we put 8% interest rate. We believe the number will be much less than 8%.
Right. But it's better to go high than...
We need the room in there, because that's ultimately what the city council has asked for, is making sure that there's enough flexibility to get the job done the right way.
And the city council can't just do this. It has to go to the vote of the public.
Yeah, so we have the authority to run wastewater, which we do. We own and operate the wastewater system in the city, and that was approved by the residents. But when they asked that question many, many, many years ago, they just asked, can the city take over the wastewater systems? And the voters said yes.
Right.
So this time around, the city's asking, can we take over the water systems? And we'll need voter approval. Now, that being said, if voters are okay with EPCOR and they're okay with the process and the increases and the talk of consolidation and essentially having a Canadian-owned and operated water system, that's their choice. And, you know, this whole thing with Canada and Edmonton has been getting a lot of play and a lot of talk. And, I think a lot of people look at that and say, okay, what is the truth on that? And there was even a little spat at the last city council meeting between Sean Bradford and myself.
Because he didn't believe his own website.
Right. and there is zero doubt on how EPCOR is set up. The city of Edmonton in Alberta, Canada, owns and operates EPCOR. No one can say otherwise.
Right.
The city.
And you've flown up there.
Yeah, I've been in their building. I've been to the city of Edmonton. I've been in their office. I know how their system operates. Now, yes, EPCOR USA is a legitimate business operation here in Arizona.
Correct.
They report to the mother company, EPCOR, very simply through reporting requirements, through the Canadian parent. And all of the dividends to the one shareholder, all of the dividends of the company go to the city of Edmonton.
Right.
And there's also corporate allocations. And so we found this out in the rate case and looked at all their statistics. But just to break it down simply, when you pay your water rate here in the city to EPCOR, a portion of what you pay goes to a corporate allocation, and it might only be a penny on your bill, goes to the board of directors and to the CEO of EPCOR.
Yeah.
So it's not as if no money flows to Canada. It does. Yeah. Because what EPCOR's been saying is EPCOR USA hasn't given profit or dividends back to the city yet. Now, I have no proof of that because they had over $100 million in shareholder dividends just last year alone.
Okay.
So EPCOR is making a lot of money for the city of Edmonton.
And you're not going to have to make a profit.
No. Just like our wastewater system right now, we're not profit-driven. The city needs to run an enterprise system without losing money, and that's what we do with our wastewater. We break even. We invest in the capital. We do a good job with our system.
I had Sean on last week from the City of Needles. He's a councilman. And he was explaining that they get one bill for their water, their sewer, their electric.
Which is very common.
It's all owned by the city. Mm-hmm. So when I hear that, that tells me, because you're already billing all of us for
wastewater,
for sewer, and if you can find a way, and I'm sure you've already done this, find a way to put the water bill on the same bill.
We can.
You're going to save, you're going to do it cheaper than what EPCOR's doing it for.
There's no walking away from the billing pricing. They have to charge for billing. We already send out a bill for wastewater, so there would be some efficiencies there.
Yes. And you do it right here in our town.
No question. We do it in-house. We have local people who are sending out the billing from City Hall.
Yeah. So that in itself is going to save money. I don't know what they figure they spend on that. I don't know. What do you think?
From what we've noticed from their rate case, they spend about $700,000 just on their billing. And then they have all the postage and the employees. Now, the employees, you know, let's make sure we understand that. They have 25 or so employees that work locally. We're still going to need to retain all of those employees. I mean, you can't just say, okay, the city's taking it over. We don't need those employees.
Right, you do.
We do need those employees. There were over 2,000 leaks, breaks, things that...
They know the system.
Yeah, the system. It's not the newest system in the world, so it will leak, it will break. I mean, that's what happens with aging pipes. And so we need their people, we need their front office staff, we need the management, we're going to need all that. So, again, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Right. It's first up to the voters to vote, do they want to proceed in this fashion or not.
But when you buy that, you now own that building on off of Hancock. You now own the water tanks. You own the system. their trucks and their, all that, their piping. And then the employees you then hire, and virtually from a resident or a business, they'll see no difference.
Yeah, when you think about it in those terms, right, the city owns the water. All of the water rights are already owned by the city. What EPCOR owns is the pipes,
right,
the wells, and the tanks. And so in America, unless you're on a well living out in rural Wisconsin, 88% of the water delivered in this country is delivered by the cities,
right,
the city that you live in. There are very few EPCORs in Arizona American Waters. It's just coincidental. That's how it happened here.
Right.
EPCOR's been around for just a few years now, but prior to them, it was Arizona American Water and
right.
Citizens before that. Yep. And it was a conglomeration of all these little private systems that started getting purchased, and ultimately EPCOR was able to condense them all. Again, a solid water company when it comes to delivering water. There's no question that you turn on the faucet, there's water.
Right.
I mean, they do a good job of that. What we've kept saying is, though, but the rates aren't sufficient. The rates for our residents, they're too much.
Right.
And they keep asking for more and more and more. And then consolidating with Phoenix, the area water systems was really affecting the city. And raising our rates to subsidize folks in Anthem and Verado and
yeah.
Paradise Valley. So those are things that we've struggled with. And ultimately, at the end of the day, if the council puts it on the resolution, the voters have a say. If the voters are satisfied and the voters believe that EPCOR is a righteous company and charging a righteous rate, and they want to have EPCOR be their water company, then they vote no. If they think the city is a better water operator and they want it to be a local issue with local rates, with a local city council, then they vote yes.
Because you can save us money.
Well, we believe that the city does it without profit, without corporate allocation. We borrow from banks on the record. Everything we do is fully transparent.
Right.
We don't hide anything.
Okay.
Everything we do is out in the public.
All right. We'll be back with more with Toby Cotter, right?
Summer is here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during our warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Of course, every day is a great day to have breakfast at Mackay Cafe. So what makes Thursday so special? Hi, this is Laura with Mackay Cafe. Thursday is BTA Benedict Day. This Benedict is piled with bacon, tomatoes, and avocado on poached eggs, topped with hollandaise sauce, and served with your choice of potatoes or fruit. Don't forget, Mackay Cafe is home to the mimosa. Our cranberry mimosa goes perfectly with the BTA Benedict. Serving breakfast every day on the island next to the London Bridge. Mackay Cafe.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
Calling all Patriot Guard riders. A welcome home mission is being organized for Air Force Staff Sergeant Danny DJ Scholl Jr. of Lake Havasu City. The PGR is honoring DJ for his 6 years of service on Saturday, July 20th. Email Ride Captain Jerry Heredia for more info. curbcrow@gmail.com. A benefit golf event for the Tri-State Military Moms takes place at the Chaparral Country Club in Bullhead City on Sunday, July 28th. There's a $50 entry fee for the 9-hole event. Contact Kevin Nestrick, 758-3939. Foster parent classes start Thursday, July 25th at 6 p.m. in Kingman. The training is centered around caring for kids in foster care. Email Maria R. at hrtaz.com for more information.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Horizon Community Bank has good news for Lake Havasu City. The new Horizon Community Bank drive-thru and ATM is now open on the north end of town at 101 Retail Center Boulevard. You can't miss it. Right across the street from the airport, on the corner, lakeside of the highway. You're guaranteed hometown hospitality, service, and hours. Plus, it's the new home of the Horizon Community Bank Mortgage Center. Your hometown community bank is growing to better serve you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm times this CD player has a mind of its own. Speak Out 2.0 back on the air. Thank you for coming back with us. We are brought to you each weekday by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and soon ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. And we're back with Toby Cotter. If you have questions, you can call in 702-298-1063. And if we didn't stop talking about water, we would be talking about it for the whole hour. So, but I did, I noticed as I go down Highway 95 and I start to come across the river that, especially right by the park, you can see where the ball field's there, the road's all torn mm-hmm. up. You're putting in new roads?
Yeah, so on the north side of town in that 1st through 7th Street neighborhood, there's a bunch of improvements going on. Probably 6 or 8 buildings have been torn down in the last 2 years, and new streets, new sidewalks, new storm drainage. It's really nice, you know, kind of... That area from the bridge down to Community Park has long been the topic of redevelopment,
right.
And the council committed to it, we committed to it, we've got some investors who've committed to it, put in a big CDBG project with the streets there, and slowly but surely we're really, really making that community, that neighborhood, that area better.
Right.
And so Don Laughlin has proposed building some condos just south of the bridge.
That'd be nice.
And then what we're doing down at Community Park with all the new beaches and the all the river access, now that kind of ties, that's the anchor at each end, right?
Yep.
And so everything in the middle, we can kind of squeeze that redevelopment process. We've already seen a couple new businesses like the Human Bean and Bullhead Power Sports.
And next to Human Bean, all that open dirt there, that's all been purchased and someone has plans, right? Without going into specifics.
Yeah, there was a plan in the last couple weeks that we heard of. Now, we heard that developer might be looking at another location. But ultimately, the land is definitely viable for sale.
Yeah, it's nice and clean and slick.
Ready for development. And so there's good infrastructure there. It's a great location, a lot of traffic.
Oh, yeah.
And so as we continue to develop that, I think that 1st through 7th Street won't be the eyesore that it was for a decade or more because people always said, what are we going to do with that area and how can we redevelop it? And it's come a long, long way.
Yeah.
And we think within just the next few years, some nice other little improvements will be happening. And that's exciting because that's an area of town where people see right away when they come into town.
Well, and it would be nice to have a nice sidewalk that people walked on in the nights, at night hours, and it's close to condos. You know, you can see that happening.
There's a lot of people actually in that neighborhood.
There is.
When you think about the condos and the RV parks and other things that are in there. It's a viable neighborhood for sure, and it's close to Laughlin. And like I said, with the condos and now with Community Park, you'll see a lot of reinvestment and redevelopment in that neighborhood.
And so in that area, they're tearing it up. So it's a little dirty right now and dusty, but soon you'll have brand new roads.
Yep.
So you're paying the price for it now with the dirt, but soon you'll have brand spanking new roads.
Yeah, you know, the price of anytime you do construction, redevelopment, you know, I think some of your listeners down in Havasu had that recently with some of their projects.
Yeah.
You just... Yep. You got to grin and bear it and get through it. And when it's done...
Yeah, they had the Main Street tore up down there. Yeah,
yeah. It's always great when it's done, but getting through that construction is a little bit tough sometimes for people, but we'll get there.
And someone's always the loud person that says, this is not, you know, it's not going right, it's not, you know...
For this project, we've had no complaints. It's been a very good project. McCormick is the construction company. They've done a great job. The businesses have all been cooperating. You know, it is the summer, which you've... feel like it's a little bit of your off season, but not in that neighborhood.
Not in that neighborhood.
No, it's very busy.
And I need you to answer because a few weeks ago we had a fatality on the river, and it's on Facebook.
Yeah.
People are all making their comments, you know, and a lot of comments were to take these rental places and cut their amount of rentals down.
Right.
You know, you can only rent 20% on the weekends or something to try to ease the traffic on the Colorado River. Nobody was picking on them per se as they rent too many units.
Right.
But they're trying to, just common folk out there trying to come up with a way to a solution. Can you tell ABC Jet Skis that you have 30 jet skis, but on Saturdays and Sundays you can only rent 20?
No. Yeah, the issue of how many jet skis on the river is very complex, and we could spend the next day talking about it on the station. I know we don't have that much time.
The reader digest
version. But to summarize it, the city has done all kinds of things, including zoning regulations to keep them in business zoning,
right.
Consumer protection forms that every renter has to sign and understand, a safety video that's being watched by every single person. In fact, where you're at here in the Laughlin Outlet Mall, where your radio station is, there's a rental agency here, and I just walked right by it. They're playing the safety video right now.
Oh, they are here?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're playing it right here.
Your video?
Yeah, the city's video here in Laughlin.
Well, good.
And it's a nearly a 10-minute video put together by our police department that basically tells you how to be safe on the river. It's not the only thing people should do to educate themselves when they come on the river, but it's a big piece of it. We tell people it's dangerous. Understand the river before you get on it. And maybe don't even rent a jet ski if you're not comfortable.
Yeah.
We tell people that, and that's what that consumer protection form does. But when people say Bullhead City should limit jet skis on the river, well, one, this is a federal waterway. So let's start with that we don't have full jurisdiction over this waterway. We have zoning and park operations on the Arizona side.
Okay.
What about Nevada? What about just say none in Arizona and none in Bullhead City, then they all just launch from Nevada.
Right.
Well, what if Nevada says no? You actually have places like tribal lands, California lands. And you maybe if you've ever been to a resort on an ocean or somewhere on a beach, they actually bring jet skis into those places from other locations. So you can try to ban all you want in the city limits. Externally, then, people will bring them in from somewhere else.
Well,
so where the demand is there, the supply will come.
I tried to tell somebody on Facebook that you can't limit how many skis he can rent any more than you can tell Circle K you can only sell 24 cases of beer today.
Well, and that's come up before when people have complained about that. Other people have said, well, are you going to limit the number of cars on the highway?
Yeah.
Are you going to limit other things people can buy and what consumers can pick or what businesses can offer? And so the answer is no. But we can regulate it to a point. We can educate consumers. We can create videos. And the one fatality we've had so far that was jet ski related on the 4th of July, that was operator.
Right.
That was an operator error from what we're being told. And, in fact, as part of the city safety program, working with lifeguards, we have a private contract with lifeguards who are out there Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays from California. These are top-notch lifeguards and a lifeguard company. They were the first ones there when this accident happened.
They're ocean trained,
yes.
Right? They're not some guy wearing a red shirt sitting next to a...
These are all high-end lifeguards who can save lives, who are trained to save lives, who can handle what this river offers. And they were the first ones there. And they may have saved the young girl who was with her grandfather, but everything I'm being told, it was operator error. That could have happened with limits on the river, with different circumstances, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
We do everything we can to educate the public, and so when you come into the city and you rent a jet ski, it's not happening in Nevada, it's happening in Arizona, in Bullhead City. We're the only city that we're aware of in the world that does this, because we have scoured the world to find, you know,
regulations,
other options and regulations and things, not just in our state, not just in our country. And we found some, but what ours is unique. You come into a jet ski rental operation, you actually are in a zone that we know that we can regulate some of the commerce of that business.
Right.
And then, not only as a business, but now the consumer has to sign a consumer protection form that basically spells out that you're renting, you understand what you're renting, you understand how you're renting, you understand the dangers of the river. And then we have you testify that you've actually watched the safety video.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute video.
By signing their name.
Yes. Yeah. You have watched this video and you understand the complexities and the dangers of the Colorado River. Hundreds and hundreds of people rent every day. There's been one fatality.
Right.
So I think our education works. I think our lifeguards work. I think our police and fire out on that river work. I think education is a key thing. Are there too many out there? Well, that's an argument that some people will say yes. Ask the business owners, they'll say no.
Yeah.
Because today, it's a Monday, and they're probably not even anywhere near as busy as they were on Friday and Saturday.
Right. But they're still out there.
But yeah. They're definitely still out there.
And you're a partner with Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, the police department, the fire department, and the city with the theme Don't Wreck Your Weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
And great radio stations like yours have been running these PSAs. And the education works. It does. And so the safety video works. When you walk into a jet ski rental agency here, and many people have never done this, but when you walk in, there are people sitting in chairs watching the video, signing the consumer protection form, signing other forms that the rental agencies have because they're covering their behinds too. So they're having you sign things like when you go to a rental car agency, they have you walk around, take pictures. Is it dented? You know, all those things happen. It's not a simple run in and grab a jet ski. It's a complex process. But it is affordable and extremely fun. People love doing it here, and they're having a blast doing it. And it's one thing that when people come to Laughlin and Bullhead City, hopping on a jet ski can be very fun and very enjoyable. This river is beautiful.
Yep, it is. It's a lot of fun. Well, normally we tell people to call in with their questions, but some people just will text me.
Yeah.
So when we come back, we have a question from Rita Brown.
Okay.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Those good old boys at the X are offering up happy hour drink prices Sunday through Friday. $1 off domestic pints and well drinks from 3 to 6. That's happy hours every Sunday through Friday at the Flying X Saloon. No one has colder beer or the X's Frost Rail. See you for happy hours 3 to 6 Sunday through Friday at the Flying X Saloon, downtown Lake Havasu City.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek.
Did you know Windows 7 support ends in January of 2020? Hi, John here, and we can update your computer from Windows 7 to Windows 10 starting at $120. We'll give you a discount if you bring in multiple systems and save $20 today on any service with our ad in the News Herald.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek. Smarter than the average geek.
Welcome to Deluxe Cleaners. Hi, I'm Brandon, and I'd like to invite you to experience the finest dry cleaning, wet cleaning, expert alterations, and professional boot, shoe, and leather repair available in the tri-state area. Owner-operated since 1996, I know you'll enjoy the Deluxe experience above anything else you've tried. We have two locations in Havasu to serve you, Southside on Maricopa and downtown on Capri. Or call 928-505-0304 for the Deluxe experience.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
We are back. Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce on KNTR 106.3. It's brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and ATCO Transmission and Automotive Care Repair. Okay, now, I said that Rita Brown texted me. We've seen ADOT working for a couple of weeks, and it looks like they're putting new Kodak Zoom cameras on the top of all of our lights. What are they doing?
Yeah, so it's really more of a traffic flow implementation. So the they're working on technology that allows traffic to move more efficiently on Highway 95.
What a concept.
Yeah. So you maybe you've been at a light before and you're like, why is it red? Yeah. Why am I sitting here and there's no one else coming? So it's new technology to help traffic flow better. It's not been implemented yet. They're just getting all the technology installed right now.
Okay.
So that'll come. But we've all sat on Highway 95 where we felt like we hit too many red lights or there was just too much traffic in one certain area.
Or you leave a red light and you go to the next light and it's red.
Yes.
And you're like, well, how come I gotta stop again? You know, they're not synced. Yeah.
So that's what this is all about. It's about better flow of traffic on Highway 95. And so we're grateful that ADOT is implementing that. It's a big deal for us.
Good. Rita says thank you.
Okay. And they're not, because as soon as they were going up, we had one call that said, you know, they look like they're almost like either cameras or listening devices. Well, there are no red light cameras in Bullhead City. So if people run a red light, their only fear is that a police officer may have seen them run the red light and they'll get a ticket for that.
Or hit somebody,
which, you know, happens. So
our late friend Jan Barrios was telling me she was turning off of Silver Creek Road once. And there's two left-hand turn lanes. And as she and the other vehicle turned, a vehicle coming southbound ran the red light and split them. She said she was so shaken up, she had to pull into the Safeway parking lot and sit there for a minute. It missed both of them, you know. And how, I don't know, because so many times those cars are side-by-side as they're turning. But there was enough space that it zipped through between them. And she said he was doing 40. He never saw the red light. And she said, it just scared the heck out of me. And she had to pull over in the parking lot and catch her breath.
Yeah, all too often you see the red light runner out there. And hopefully with this new traffic efficiency, you know, modules that are put in, and hopefully traffic does run a little bit smoother, people will be less likely to run red lights. Hopefully the traffic is moving. And
next time you talk with ADOT, let them know to call John Panicker. Let's cut a ribbon for one of them so that it gets in the paper and everybody knows what they're for.
Yes, you know? Exactly. They're not
instead of having
listening
to text me.
Right, exactly.
So everybody knows.
Yeah, so hopefully that's some technology that'll help in the near future.
Right. How's our parkway?
How is the parkway?
Yeah.
Well, the parkway is incredible, right, as far as what it does for
hauls a lot of cars a day.
Economic development, transportation. Yeah. You know, it's unbelievable to think about the city and the city's history now that we're coming up on the 35th anniversary of incorporation, to think what would the city be like without the parkway.
35 years.
Yeah. You've been around for a bit of that.
All of it, yeah. But the parkway's tough to maintain, isn't it?
It is. We've done a good job this year, though.
It's a challenge?
We've held up on it. We've slurried parts. We've potholed parts. We've hired private contractors to fix parts. So it's actually very, very good right now.
Okay.
But in time, like any road, it's going to have to be milled and paved.
Right.
And if we want to fix some of the safety parts, put in lights, make walkability a little bit better in some areas, we're going to have to do that. And that's in the city CIP. So that's a big expense for the future.
And the CIP is?
The capital improvement program that we have as a city. And so it's the parkway is going to have to get, you know, a nice new layer of asphalt in the future. But for right now, it's very drivable. And
3 to 5 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then it'll be up to the city council, and when we look at other infrastructure improvements along that, does it get widened? Are there certain areas that have another passing lane or another turn lane?
How depressed were you when you asked the citizens to keep one little penny for, a year and a half, I think it was, and we'll fix all of our roads, and the citizens said no?
Yeah, they voted no. When you look back at it, and of course you compare it to, will they vote yes or no on the EPCOR water acquisition?
Right.
The voters here in Bullhead City voted for the field house. They voted for the fire department. So they're an educated electorate. They know what they're voting on. At the time, they just weren't willing to give the city that extra penny for streets and street infrastructure. But that's their choice. Do the voters want to give the fire department money for a new station? Do they want to give the school district money for the field house?
Yeah.
Those are choices.
And they did.
And so that choice, most likely, if the council moves forward, that choice would be coming up on November 5th for the water company. It's a choice. And, again, as a city manager, or if you think about where the city councilors are at, sure, if you if you favor that because you think it's good public policy, but ultimately, are you for or against the school field house? When that vote came, there was a majority for it.
Right.
And so people get to make that decision, and that's the beauty of the place we live, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We get a vote on these things.
Everybody gets to vote.
Yeah. That's what makes living in Bullhead City, living in America great, is that you can vote no.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And so when people voted no on the streets, the city said, okay, the answer was no. So now we have to figure out how can we maintain and keep potholes off our streets and do the best job we can to maintain these streets without the extra money.
Right.
And hope the economy gets better, hope the state gives us our gas tax money back. And so some of that has happened.
Have they done that yet?
They have. Yep, okay. They've given us some of it back, right. Not all of it. And, of course, every city in this state wants more money for roads.
Yeah.
We all need more.
Oh, I know. Oh, we might have a caller with a question. Let's see here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Do you have a question?
I'm on the air right now?
Yes, you are. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question about, you guys were talking about the boat ramps and the jet ski rentals and things like that down in Bullhead. And I just wanted to make the point that those jet ski rental people are using, you know, they're using public roadways and they're using public boat ramps and things like that. There's no way to charge them fees as far as that. I mean, I watched those guys rear end somebody a few months back. The jet skis went flying through the air. They're pulling out on the busiest part of Highway 95. And then also, as a local, to look down at that river every day on the weekends is disturbing. None of us want to go to it because there's the insane amount of people that are on it. And they just created a huge beach. That whole area needs to be a no-wake zone, in my opinion. So I just wanted to comment on that. There's got to be a way to regulate it.
Okay, turn on your radio again, and Toby Cotter will answer your question.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
All great comments. And, you know, the size of the no-wake zone, that's something that can be addressed and that can be looked at in the future. Does the city create more beach areas where we have swim areas? And so we have one that's been created just south of the chamber.
Right.
Do we want to look at more of those areas where jet skis can't come in? But certainly the no-wake zone, you know, has an impact. As far as charging, we didn't really talk about it before, but right now the commercial operators do have to pay to launch.
They do,
so they do get annual passes, and so that helps us maintain the launch.
Right.
It doesn't generate a whole lot of money, but it's enough to maintain the launch, fix the dock, you know, help hire our people who maintain, you know, that area. And then we also charge the $5 per consumer protection form, which
right.
is paid for by the operators up front. And a big reason for that is that we have these lifeguards from California along with our police and fire boats on the river.
Yeah.
And so there's a cost to that. The lifeguard program alone for the summer is estimated to cost us about $250,000 for the whole summer. That's all the lifeguards,
right.
all in, their whole program, jet skis and everything for the whole summer. So we believe just the consumer protection form, when you sell those, the revenue would cover most of that program.
So that's a break even.
So that's, again,
hopefully.
That's the goal. And we've piloted that program the last two summers, and that came right out of the city's general fund. So this year, we went back to the jet ski operators and said, look, this program benefits you. It makes the river safer. It keeps the river a little bit calmer with all these lifeguards out there, and it saves lives, which we've already seen this summer. So you need to collect that $5 from them, but you need to pay us in advance. So every single person who rents a jet ski in the city fills out a consumer protection form. The operators had already paid, the businesses has already paid the $5 for that form. So the city collects the money up front.
All right.
But let me say one more thing about, you know, locals and our beaches. We all agree there were about 800 cars down there Saturday at 3 o'clock because we've counted them. We want to know what our capacity is, how many people are down there. So
did you buy Dave Heath one of those little counters?
Yes, he's got a clicker. So there were about 800 cars in the park Saturday at 3. That's a lot of people.
Right.
But right now, there's very few. I just drove by on the way over here. There might have been 20.
There's 116 today.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we live in a region of this country where millions and millions of people in California, not all of them go to the ocean. And when you're not going to the ocean, where do you go?
To the
you
river.
Go to Bullhead City yeah. and Laughlin
yep.
for the river and the lake, or Lake Havasu or Parker.
Yep.
And so that's just a thing where we can put up a "we're closed" sign,
yeah.
but we're not closed, and there's a whole bunch of people coming this way.
Well, it's a combination. You've got fairly inexpensive rooms on this side on a weekend. You've got a free park.
Right.
You know, people were saying, well, we need to charge them for the park. I said, no, you know. That's where I disagree with them,
right.
because our parks are free for our residents and for our visitors.
That's right.
And maybe eventually down there, south of the chamber, there could be some buildings, some apartments, some condos, some restaurants.
There's a whole other discussion on what yeah. will become of that in the future, because the city's in the middle of the land swap
right.
with the federal government. But to your caller's point, though, let's not forget the
yeah.
fact that our number one priority is keeping people safe. On land, on the river, and I think the city has done more than anybody. We've done way more than the U.S. Coast Guard.
Yes.
We've done more than Nevada, way more than Arizona. The city has taken the lead to keep that river safe. We
technically, you don't have to patrol the river.
Well, no, but
you know, technically, you don't have to hire jet ski,
yes,
ocean trained lifeguards.
But there are four police boats, and we're putting out ocean certified lifeguards out there on those busy days, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays, to keep the river safer. Now, if we need to add them more during the week, we will.
Yeah.
But right now, we're doing everything we can to keep the river safe, to keep our park safe with police, park rangers. Our parks are beautifully maintained. We have a great staff that's out there working hard.
And I think the fire department has their boat out on
they
the
do.
Weekends, too.
They
yeah.
do. And so my point is there are a whole bunch of people coming here, which has some really good benefits to our local economy and our
right.
businesses. But we're not naive to the fact that the river is crowded and there needs to be good regulations, good safety provisions. And your caller brought up some good points that, you know, maybe in the future get considered. Maybe more swim areas. Maybe the no-wake zone gets a little bit bigger. You still want commerce to happen and people to be able to rent jet skis and boats and go on the river.
Right.
But bottom line is keeping people safe. The last thing any of us want to hear about is another fatality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the one that happened on the 4th of July, from what public safety is telling us, was his fault.
Right. Right. Well, and then in Needles last year, we had a head-on collision with two boats at
right.
dusk.
Right.
You know, and the one gal has yet to be found.
I know.
You know, and I've discussed that with Sheriff Schuster. But at some point in time, the body will pop up somewhere. It's hung up. You know, and being with the fire department for many yep. years and our divers, they do get hung up down there, you know, and it happens. But
and I've asked this question to people who are from like Riverside or Victorville or sort of that in between from Barstow to the beach.
Right.
Like, why do you come here? Well, you got that big, beautiful ocean that you can go to. And there's this mindset. There's this love with the river. That the same love that I think a lot of people share who've lived
right.
here forever, they love that river. They love to boat on it, ski on it, jet ski on it, just swim in it.
And that's that future property buyer, home
it
developer,
is.
You know, or a weekend rental, you know, or a weekend hut where they can stay on the weekends instead of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this town started, and that's how it's progressing.
And I think the lake has the same attraction. People love Lake Mojave. They
oh, yeah.
know how big it is and how beautiful it is. And so with that many millions of people just living between 3 and 5 hours away,
yeah.
they're going to keep coming here. We just have to find a way to make sure that it's safe when they come here.
True. All right. Toby, thank you so much for your time today. I know it takes a half hour to get over here and then an hour show, but it's very informative. I
appreciate it.
And we have listeners texting and calling, and that's always good.
They're, you bet.
They want to hear from you.
Yep. So. Happy to be here, Larry. Thanks
All right,
a lot.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay. See you at the meeting.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
Hmm. What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou Shrimp Skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Connect to computer and technology. Smarter than the average geek.
Did you know Windows 7 support ends in January of 2020? Hi, John here, and we can update your computer from Windows 7 to Windows 10 starting at $120. We'll give you a discount if you bring in multiple systems and save $20 today on any service with our ad in the News Herald.
Connected computer and technology, smarter than the average geek, smarter than the average geek.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
A flag is a flag is a flag. Not in the case of the tough typhoon and cyclone flags from Arizona Flags and Flagpoles. These flags are made like no other, right here in the United States, with U.S.-made materials. These are known as being the best flags, period. Get your tough typhoon and cyclone flags at Arizona Flags and Flagpoles at 2069 West Tacoma Boulevard, Lake Havasu City. Local veteran-owned and operated and proud to be a member of the National Flag Foundation and the USO. God bless America.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is a four-star skilled nursing facility designed to help patients with their long and short-term skilled nursing needs. Legacy prides itself on its attention to details and individualized care. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy is under new management and is locally owned and operated. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
We are back with Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant. And, of course, you can have a nice breakfast, lunch, or dinner there anytime you want. And then Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they got the co-op connection card. If you don't have one, I don't know why. It doesn't save you money. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you've got bugs, spiders, or scorpions, and you want to get rid of them, call Barron's. They'll take care of that for you. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, but you can also order a brand new Hyundai for under $20,000. Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa in the Riverside Casino, if you need a haircut or you want to color it, tint it, pedicures, body wax, they can take care of that for you in the Laughlin Mall, in the Riverside Resort on the second floor. Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road, physical therapist, occupational and speech therapist, and then, of course, a skilled nursing facility. So check them out. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, they can take care of your transmission, your AC, your tune-ups, brakes. It's family-owned and operated. Check out ATCO right behind Hobby Lobby. That's going to can it for the tuna. We are just about out of here. A couple things tomorrow. There's a blood drive tomorrow. There's senior movies at the Chamber of Commerce and an open house at Valley View. Everyone have a great day out there. Thanks, Toby Cotter, for coming in and visiting with us. We talked a lot about water and the streets in Old Bullhead and the parkway and jet skis and 35 years of Bullhead City. You have yourself a fine day. Sean Hannity will be stopping by and get behind the microphone right after the news at the top of the hour. He's with you for the next couple hours. Have a great day. Tomorrow we have Jack Hakem, who used to be
the voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.